Good morning to you, to Gisela, who supports us from the studios, and to all the people who follow our information every day. We begin by wishing a nice day at home, a nice day to all the children in Cuba, to the children of the world on the International Children's Day. And we would like to see a solution for so many millions of children in the world who, as we saw this morning on Cuban television, do not have food. And really, it is an image that has nothing to do with the situation of our children. To all children, many congratulations. We begin today's briefing with the good news that we have no fatalities to report. One more day. And thus, we are keeping 429 patients admitted to our hospitals, one in surveillance, 256 suspects, 172 confirmed, and this is the number of active cases we have today in our country. In our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists are monitoring 1,728 people who have been exposed to some kind of risk or confirmed cases, who have recovered and are under observation. Yesterday, 1,763 samples were processed in the molecular biology at the IPK Institute, 715 samples in the Provincial Center of Hygiene and Epidemiology and Microbiology of Havana, 282, in the lab of Santiago de Cuba, 256, in the laboratory of Villa Clara, 199, in the Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering Center, 220, and in the Amenheiras Brothers Hospital, 91 samples. As a result of the study of these 1,763 samples, 38 people in our country tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. This represents 2.15% of the processed samples yesterday. And to date, Cuba has already performed 107,037 tests since we began to fight the pandemic. And 2,083 people have tested positive. People with the virus and COVID-19. And this represents 1.9% of the samples analyzed. Of the 38 cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cuban, something that has been going on for several days now. 36 of them are contacts of confirmed cases, 92.31%. And this is a very important risk group, which already accumulates 1,827 people who have been positive case contacts. And in the overall total, 89.4%, almost 90% of all people diagnosed in Cuba, the source of their infection has been a previously confirmed positive case. In two of the people diagnosed yesterday, the source of infection has not been determined, for a total of 82 people in all the pandemic whose source of infection has not been identified. The number of people who got infected abroad remains with no change. It's 133, the amount of people whose source of infection has been abroad, 6.4% of all cases. Of the 38 cases diagnosed yesterday, 24 are female. In the accumulated number of people diagnosed, the female sex is already with more cases, despite the arguments that in the male sex, the virus has greater ease in penetrating the cells. But in Cuba, already 50.02% of the diagnosed people are female. Yesterday, 14 cases were male for an accumulative total of 1,038 cases. 49.8% were male. 33 of the 38 cases were asymptomatic. We're already talking about 84% 84% of the people who were diagnosed yesterday were asymptomatic at the time of the diagnosis. And already in the evolution of the pandemic, 1,087 people who have been asymptomatic at the time of the diagnosis for a 52.2% of those confirmed to this date. The age groups most affected are the groups of under 40 years of age with 19 cases, 50%, followed by the group of 40 to 60 years with 15 cases, 39.47%. Of the 38 cases confirmed yesterday, 37 belong to Havana, 97.37%. And the cases originate from various municipalities. But what we really would like to note in this analysis is that of the 37 cases, 29 are related to the transmission event that occurred at the ICA laboratories. And this event derived from another event that had been detected in La Época store. So we said that 29 of the 38, and there is one that is related to the transport enterprise from the Ministry of Domestic Trade that we also mentioned yesterday, that is also related to these other events. Although you saw on your screens the municipalities that are impacted, and the population usually insists a lot on this data, what we want is to illustrate how all these infections are related to three events, and primarily to one event, which resulted in the occurrence of the two others. And yesterday we made reference on the experience on how one single event may lead in terms of not complying with the restrictions and protection measures that have been implemented, of having people with symptoms and who are not going to the doctor. I cannot deny that for our population and for us at the Ministry of Public Health and for the entire country, having this number of cases at this moment, when we thought, and when even some people were complaining for the permanence of restrictions in place, to have the number of cases that we are reporting today is discouraging. And one can realize that this number is associated to three events resulting from some violations. This is the cases per province. There is one single case from the province of Matanzas, from the municipality of Matanzas. And then reporting on the positive rate as of the last 15 days by provinces of COVID-19 confirmed people. And this is an approach that really helps have a clear assessment of what's going on and where the most risks are present. Havana is on the first place with 8.01 per 100,000 inhabitants, followed by Matanzas with 3.33, Artemisa with 0.97, Ciego de Ávila with 0.69, Villa Clara with 0.64, Las Tunas with 0.19, and Pinar with 0.17, both with one confirmed case of the last 15 days. And the rest of the provinces have not confirmed cases in the last 15 days. We are referring to 8 provinces and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth. So in Granma, Mayabeque, Cienfuegos, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, in Guantanamo, and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth, they have not reported cases in more than 2 weeks. And this has a, a value, not only the value of acknowledging the effort of all these territories, but also the demonstration that the control of this disease is achievable. It is true that there are provinces and territories with higher epidemiological risks, such as Havana, the largest cities of our country in terms of population, of epidemiological complexities in visits of foreigners, and all of this created a complex situation at a given, but nonetheless, this number shows that we can't solve and that we can't control the pandemic. Of the 2,083 people diagnosed with the disease in our country, 172 remain in hospitals. These are the active cases that we have in the country today. And of them, 98.3%, 169 have a favorable clinical evolution. And I always insist in this number because it says a lot about the effectiveness of the timely admission and of the proper treatment provided to our patients. We always regret the death of 83 people in Cuba as a result of this pandemic, which gives us a lethality rate of 3.98%. And Cuba remains with this lethality in the 16th place among the countries of the region of the Americas. And we always mention the countries which have the highest lethality rate in the region. The region has the lethality of 5.67%. Mexico remains in the first place with 11.17%. Ecuador with 8.64%. Canada with 7.84, United States with 5.86, and Brazil with 5.78. These are the countries with large populations. In the Caribbean region, there are also some territories with high lethality. We always mention the two evacuees from the beginning of the pandemic, and yesterday, 17 patients were discharged in our country. And this indicator is not favorable today, taking into account the number of people who tested positive and who were admitted. So there were fewer discharges than confirmed cases. Nevertheless, of the 2,083 people diagnosed in our country, 87.6% have recovered, have been clinically or epidemiologically discharged. And today we report that we have three patients in serious condition. Yesterday we had four patients, today we have three. Two are admitted in the Salvador Allende Hospital here in Havana, and one is in this condition at the Dr. Luis Diaz Soto Military Hospital here in Havana, who we had mentioned yesterday. One serious patient in the Salvador Allende Hospital who is now in guarded condition, pointing to an improvement of his condition. This is the situation we have in our country. The situation in the world remains worrisome, although 185 countries remain with diagnosed cases of COVID-19. The number of confirmed cases reaches already 6,028,135 confirmed cases. In one single day, 128,269 people were diagnosed. And regrettably, 4,053 people died in the world, accumulating 368,944 deaths worldwide with COVID-19 for a lethality of 6.12% in the world. The region of the Americas is in a no less favorable condition. It confirmed 77,031 cases yesterday, accumulating 2,846,000 391 cases confirmed, already accounting for 47.22% of the total of cases of the world. Yesterday, 2,648 people died in our region for a lethality of 5.67%, accumulating 161,514 deaths to COVID-19 in the region of the Americas.